May 15, 1926 Diversity of Sanctity and Beauty in the Souls Who Live in the Divine Will. How the whole order and variety of creation will be veiled in the human nature. I was thinking, if the creature had not withdrawn from the Supreme Will, one would be the sanctity, one the beauty, one the science, one the light, and there would be the same knowledge of our Creator for all. Now, while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, and it seems to me that He Himself makes these thoughts, some doubts and difficulties, arise within my mind, in order to have the opportunity to speak to me and act as my teacher, told me, "My daughter, you are wrong. My wisdom would not adapt itself to forming only one sanctity, only one beauty, or to communicating only one science and the same knowledge of me to everyone. More so since, through highest accord between my will and those of creatures, the kingdom of my will would have had free field of action. Therefore, all would have been saints, but one distinct from the other, all beautiful, but varied, one more beautiful than the other. And according to the sanctity of each one, I was to communicate a distinct science. And with this science, some would know one attribute of their Creator more, some another. You must know that as much as we can give to the creature, she only takes the little drops of her Creator, so great is the distance between Creator and creatures. And we have always new and different things to give. And besides, since creation was created by us so that we might delight in it, where would our delight be, had we formed in the creature only one sanctity, or given only one beauty and only one knowledge of our incomprehensible, immense and infinite being? Our wisdom would have grown bored with doing only one thing. What would be said of our wisdom, loving power, if in creating this terrestrial globe, we had made it all sky, or all earth, or all sea? What would our glory have been? Instead, the multiplicity of so many things created by us, while singing the praises of wisdom, loving power, speaks also of the variety of sanctity and beauty in which creatures were to arise, for love of whom they were created. See, the sky studded with stars is beautiful, but the sun also is beautiful, though they are distinct from each other, and the sky does one office, the sun, another. The sea is beautiful, but the flowery earth, the height of the mountains, the expanse of the plains also are beautiful, though the beauties and the offices are distinct among them. A garden is beautiful, but how many varieties of plants and beauties are in it? There is the tiny little flower, beautiful in its littleness. There is the violet, the rose, the lily, all beautiful, but distinct in color, in fragrance, in size. There is the little plant in the highest tree. What enchantment is a garden guided by an experienced gardener? Now, my daughter, in the order of human nature also there will be some who will surpass the sky in sanctity and beauty. Some the sun, some the sea, some the flowery earth, some the height of the mountains, some the tiny little flower, some the little plant, and some the highest tree. And even if man should withdraw from my will, I will multiply the centuries so as to have, in the human nature, all the order and the multiplicity of created things and of their beauty, and to have it even surpassed in a more admirable and enchanting way.